One of the criminals hanging there was blaspheming him, saying, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, "Don't you fear God? Since you are under the same condemnation, we are punished justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "Amen, I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise." This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, here in America, we value fairness. We wanted everyone to be treated the same. We don't like it when someone gets preferential treatment. We hate it when we see someone getting the short end of the stick, getting treated unfairly, getting picked on. Discrimination is a hot button issue right now. It's a hot button word. You have demonstrators after demonstrators throughout the country complaining about discrimination of some group over another. In short, what is it that they want? Well, they want fairness. They want everyone to be treated the same. In other words, they want justice. But to tell you the truth, there are times when we don't want what's fair, when we don't want justice. There are times when we don't want what we deserve, especially when it comes to our sin. Because if we got what our sins deserve, then we would suffer and die forever. That's what we see as Jesus tells us the truth. Today you'll be with me in paradise. We see that the innocent one died so that the guilty may live. We often talk about the physical pain that Jesus endured on the cross. And to be sure, he did endure a lot of physical pain. When you died on the cross, you died of suffocation as the blood filled up your lungs and you no longer had enough energy and power to spit out the blood, you eventually suffocated from your own blood. You know, the ancients, they considered crucifixion to be the most shameful, the most painful, the most abhorrent ways of dying. But it wasn't uncommon at all. In fact, crucifixion was the most common way of executing a criminal back 2,000 years ago. There are instances where 500 or hundreds and even thousands of people were crucified at the same time. So while the physical pain that Jesus endured was great, it wasn't all that unique. Thousands upon thousands of people were crucified. Jesus wasn't alone in that pain. And he wasn't alone on Calvary that Friday almost 2,000 years ago. Two criminals were with him. Matthew tells us that these criminals were robbers. One crucified on his right, the other crucified on his left. Now we don't know exactly what they robbed or how many times they robbed, but we do know they were guilty. One of the criminals even said so. And Jesus, our Lord, our God, was crucified with them. Reminds me of Isaiah 53, which we read earlier. He poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Where is the justice in that? How is that fair? That Jesus was crucified along with these two criminals as if he had committed some crime? Last week, during our midweek Lenten services, we heard of Jesus before Pilate. Again and again, Pilate confessed that Jesus had done no wrong. He was not guilty of anything deserving of death. And yet Pilate eventually caved to the pressure given by the Jewish leaders, and he sentenced Jesus to death by crucifixion. Not only was Jesus not guilty of a crime, he wasn't guilty of anything. He wasn't guilty of any sin. Not once did he fail to obey God's commands. In 2 Corinthians, Paul refers to Jesus as him who had no sin. In chapter 4 of his letter to the Hebrews, the writer says, Jesus was tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Jesus was completely innocent. He had done absolutely no wrong. And here he was in between two criminals, crucified. The innocent one died. The one who had never done anything wrong, sentenced to death like a common criminal. It's not justice, seems. That doesn't seem fair. And yet that's what God wanted, so that's what Jesus willingly let happen. He gave up and shed his blood on the cross for us. Now, one of those criminals who Jesus was crucified with joined other people in mocking Jesus. "Aren't you the Christ?" he said. "Save yourself and us." But he wasn't sincere in the least. But the other criminal, though, he defended Jesus. "Don't you fear God? Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he turned to Jesus and asked him, "Lord, remember me when you enter into your kingdom." Now, it's a plea for God's mercy. It's a plea for God's grace. And so Jesus promised him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." And Jesus obviously isn't talking about some island getaway. Not talking about some vacation that you can go on. No, he's talking about heaven. Today, Jesus said, that very day, that criminal was going to be in heaven with Jesus. That criminal. That criminal who had earned death. Physical death at the hands of the Romans for his crime, and eternal death is what he deserved for each and every one of his sins. What we deserve as well. We're just like those criminals. Maybe we've never committed any major crime. But numerous times a day, we fail to obey God's commands. We're just as guilty as that criminal was. And for each and every one of our sins, God demands payment. God demands justice. He demands that we suffer in eternity. So each and every time we sin, numerous times a day, we face condemnation. Now we must admit with Paul, or say along with Paul, that I am the worst of sinners who deserves God's wrath, who deserves nothing but God's punishment. Just like that criminal. And yet, Jesus told that criminal, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." How is that possible? Well, first, Jesus paid for that criminal's sin. All those robberies that criminal committed, all the other horrible things he had done, all the sins he had committed, Jesus took them upon himself. Became guilty of everything that man had done wrong. And did the same for us. He took all our sins upon himself. Becoming guilty of everything we have done wrong. He became a sinner. That's why he cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" God forsook God. The Lord turned his back on the Son. Because sin separates us from God, and God and Jesus became a sinner in our place. So the Father rejected His Son. And at that moment, Jesus suffered the eternal consequences for each and every one of our sins. The eternal damnation that our sins deserved was paid for Christ by Christ on the cross. And then He gave us His perfect life. His perfect obedience, His life on this earth, was given to us so that we can be pure and innocent in the eyes of the Lord. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus' suffering and death paid for our sins, made us righteous so that we are holy and pure in the eyes of the Lord. Now, is that fair that Jesus, the innocent one, would suffer and die, and more than that, would suffer through the pain of hell for us guilty sinners? It's not fair. But God is a just God who demands justice and payment for sin, and He accepted Christ's payment for us in our place, so that through Him, we become one with God. But weren't there two criminals? No, of course they were. But why was only one saved and not the other? Well, because the one wasn't sincere. The one didn't want to be saved. The one didn't believe in Jesus. Oh, sure, he asked Jesus to save him and his fellow criminal. But he was just mocking Jesus. And of course, he did want to be saved, but he didn't want to be saved spiritually. He wanted Jesus to take him down from the cross so he wouldn't die physically. He was only concerned about his physical life and not his spiritual life. He didn't believe in Jesus as the promised Messiah. He didn't believe in Jesus as the Son of God who takes away the sin of the world. But the other criminal did. Look again at the words of that one criminal. Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. These words are a confession. These words are repentance. He knew that what he did was wrong and he deserved God's wrath and punishment. At the same time, he knew that Jesus was true God and true man at the same time, the Lord of heaven and earth. He knew that Jesus could save him. So he pleaded to God for mercy as if he is saying, I know I deserve eternal punishment, but if it is your will, please save me. Oh Lord, it's through faith that one criminal is now in paradise. For we know that it is faith that receives the blessings of salvation. It is the faith that receives what Christ has done for us. Through faith, we too will live in heaven and we'll be in paradise with Jesus and that criminal and all our other fellow believers. So let us not act like that other criminal. Let not this world and the things the world has to offer be our only concern. Let us worry more about our spiritual lives than our physical lives. Let us cling to the sure hope of eternal life. Let us cling to the forgiveness of sins that Christ won for us through faith. For we know that forgiveness is ours without us ever having to lift a finger because of Christ suffering the punishment that we deserve. And paradise is what awaits us. Paradise. Not a vacation on some tropical island, from which you have to return after a week or two. But a perfect life with our Savior forever. It's not really fair, is it? That the innocent one died and we guilty sinners live? It's not fair, because if it was fair, then we would suffer in hell forever. So Jesus, in his love and mercy, suffered and died the eternal consequences for our sin. As our substitute, he endured the pain of eternal damnation, so that he could take us where we don't belong. Paradise. A lasting paradise, far better than anything we've ever experienced, far better than anything we can ever think of or imagine. Paradise. Because there we will be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Now the peace that is given to us through Christ's death on the cross be with you always. Amen.